This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. President Draupadi Murmu said that India has become a pioneer in oceanic transport, shipbuilding and ability to harness the monsoon building sea capacity. Addressing a huge gathering at the Navy Day celebration at the Blue Flag Beach at Puri, Odisha yesterday, the President said that India is a great maritime nation with its long coastline, island territory and developed maritime infrastructure. The President said Indian Navy will continue to ensure maritime security to the country and greatly support the nation to become Viksit Bharat by 2047. The Navy Day at Blue Flag Beach of Puri marked the anniversary of Operation Trident, a critical naval offensive during the 1971 Indo-Pak War. It displayed over 15 ships, submarines and more than 40 aircrafts with support from Marine Commandos and personnel from the Indian Army. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed confidence that the close cooperation between India and the Gulf Cooperation Council would be further strengthened under Kuwait's ongoing presidency of the GCC. Foreign Minister of Kuwait, Abdullah Ali Al-Yahya, called on the Prime Minister at his official residence in Delhi yesterday. They discussed measures to enhance cooperation in trade, investment, energy, technology, culture and strong people-to-people ties. Mr. Modi thanked the leadership of Kuwait for taking care of the 1 million strong Indian community living in Kuwait. They exchanged views on the situation in West Asia and expressed support for early return of peace, security and stability in the region. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar discussed the multifaceted India-Kuwait relations and ways to further expand ties with his Kuwait counterpart Abdullah Ali Al-Yahya. In New Delhi yesterday, they also exchanged views on recent developments in West Asia and India's cooperation with the Gulf Cooperation Council. The two ministers signed an MOU on establishing a joint commission for cooperation at the level of foreign ministers. In his remarks during the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar said India is committed to strengthening bilateral ties with Kuwait across various domains, including trade, investment, energy, IT and culture. The External Affairs Minister said India and Kuwait enjoy long-standing ties. He emphasized that India's vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047 and Kuwait's vision of New Kuwait by 2035 provides both nations with higher aspirations. He noted that the Indian community in Kuwait has been a living bridge between the two countries. The world's largest domestic rooftop solar scheme, PM Suryaghar Muft Bijli Yojana, is set to surpass 10 lakh installations by March 2025. Ministry of New and Renewable Energy said that 6.3 lakh rooftop solar has been installed within 9 months of its launch. The ministry said government has set a target to install 1 crore rooftop solar by March 2027. It said the states such as Gujarat, Maharashtra, Kerala and Uttar Pradesh have demonstrated exceptional progress reflecting robust infrastructure and stakeholder collaboration. The government has said that 60 districts have been freed from the menace of left-wing extremism in the country during the last 5 years. In a written reply in the Rajya Sabha yesterday, Minister of State for Home, Nityanand Rai, said that following the resolute implementation of the National Policy and Action Plan to address left-wing extremism, the scenario has improved significantly, both in terms of reduced violence and constriction of its geographical spread. The air quality in national capital Delhi has shown improvement and registered in the moderate category with an average air quality index, AQI, of 172 as of 7 yesterday. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, some areas of the city have breached the 200 AQI levels. In men's hockey Junior Asia Cup Final 2024, Indian hockey team defeated arch-rivals Pakistan 5-3 in Muscat, Oman. With this win, India claimed its fifth title in the continental tournament. Previously, India won the crown in 2004, 2008, 2015 and 2023. And that is the end of this news bulletin.